Japa was extraordinarily wonderful experience this morning. I have not completed all my rounds and I didn't really want to stop, but then this podcast would have gone up really, really too late. So I did. Still chanting Hare Krishna is so wonderful. So much the only real activity that we have, everything else being complementary to it, secondary to it, meant to help us increase our attachment for it. Calling out, like Srila Prabhupada would say, as a child calls out to his mother, we're chanting Hare Krishna. But what does it mean, chanting Hare Krishna like a child? Because as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ainanda Tanuja Kinkara Patitam, that I'm fallen. We're fallen in this material world. We're in this material condition. And like a mother when she sees that her child has fallen on the ground and is crying, what does she do? She doesn't leave him there, but she opens up her arms, she bows down and she lifts him up. She lifts that baby up to where she is, places her to her breast and embraces her. So when we're also chanting Hare Krishna, we're crying out for Krishna, begging for Krishna. I'm also Patita. I'm also fallen here in this material existence. It's not a place that I like. It's a horrible place. Although there may be so many nice facilities, but it's a place where I'm separate from Krishna. Please lift me up. We want Krishna to extend his hands. We're looking upward to him. Upward means not particularly in a direction above our heads, but reaching out rather with our hearts to Krishna in that place where he is. And we're asking him to lift us up, to bring us close to him, to embrace him, to lift us from this material platform and bring us up to the spiritual platform. And in the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Stita dulisadrisha vichintaya, please make me situated like a particle of dust. So once again, we want to be situated in a different place. We don't want to be here in the material world. We want to be situated at the lotus feet of the Lord. We want to be where he is. He meaning Krishna is always transcendentally situated. It means that he has lotus feet, is that he's always above the influence of matter. We want to always so be spiritually situated on the same spiritual platform as he. And that is called samadhi, that we are dhi, our consciousness, our mentality should be situated in the same place as his is. This desire to be spiritually situated, to achieve the spiritual platform, to be free from the fetters and miseries of material existence, but better yet, to actually be able to render pure devotional service with spiritually enlivened, purified senses in knowledge of, as Lord Chaitanya says, Ainanda Tanuja Kinkara. Kinkara means to actually be a servant. Kinkara. It's such a beautiful word. Kinkara or Kinkari. Kim means what? And kara, do. So what can I do? Isn't that a wonderful world? When you're just in that mentality, what can I do? As Srila Prabhupada also wrote to his Guru Maharaj, his last letter, he says, what service can I render? When one has no other identity other than this, Kinkara, what can I do? Then he's called a Kinkara or a Kinkari. So then he's situated in his original spiritual position. Being situated in an original position with purified senses, we want to be able to render service to Krishna like that. It's not suitable being in this material world. Even if we're fortunate enough to be situated in the mode of goodness, still, the distraction of happiness that comes from transcendental knowledge of being freed from material miseries and peaceful, that's also not the spiritual platform. Because although it may be a peaceful situation, it's still foreign to our real spiritual identity. So in this way, our japa is for real. Our chanting Hare Krishna is calling out to Krishna, please, please, lift me up to that place where you are. And it requires him to lift us up. Just like a child cannot on his own climb up into the lap of his mother, a little baby cannot do that. It requires lifting up. And that is called sadhana. So kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sa sadhana abhita. Rupa Goswami says this is sadhana. When your mentality, the mood of devotion by which one is chanting Hare Krishna or doing everything is just to come to that really satisfactory place of rendering devotional service, which is the spiritual platform. This type of abhiman or identity, conception, absorption is what we want. Japa is not just pacing back and forth to finish our round, to get things finished so we can actually get on with the important thing of our service, but rather being absorbed in a certain mood. This morning while chanting, I was also meditating or thinking upon wonderful verse of Raghunath Das Goswami, where he's also lamenting, or rather praying for that time when he'll be able to see Radha and Krishna as they're strolling through the forest of Vrindavan, arm in arm, singing songs of each other's glorification, while the flowers, or rather the trees, shower flowers upon them, and perhaps other gopis are also scattering flowers in their way. The birds are also singing in chorus and accompaniment to their songs. In fact, everything, the leaves, the rustling of the trees by the wind, everything is also participating in the glorification of the divine couple. And as they're strolling along with radiant smiles, sidelong glances, all those who see them become overwhelmed with bliss, and even those who are absorbed in thought of them feel a great upsurge of emotion within the heart. But still, I'm unfortunate because I'm having to think about this, I'm having to try to be absorbed in such thoughts, rather than actually be at that place where those things are taking place. So we cry out, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Srimati Radharani, Lord Krishna, if perhaps while they're scrolling like this, they actually hear such real heartfelt call, that heartfelt call which rises above the rustling of the leaves of Vrindavan and the sounds of musical instruments played by their associates, then perhaps they'll also look down and reach up and also lift up those souls who sing with loud enough spiritual emotion to attract their attention. Then chanting Hare Krishna will be for real, and meditation will not be no longer a exercise of the mind, but it's simply the natural perception of the senses, that our eyes are able to see the form of the Lord, our ears see their voices, our nose the natural fragrance of Vrindavan Dham. Perhaps one day that wonderful opportunity will come. All we can do is simply chant Hare Krishna.